The following is a featured essay by Bradley Beck, published on The Kim Monson Show. The opinions expressed are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the views of The Kim Monson Show.
Did you know when you write the lowercase letter I or J that the little dot directly above it has a name? It is known as a tittle. This tiny dot may seem insignificant, yet it is a crucial punctuation. The dot rises above the main body of the letter as a distinguishing mark. The word gains meaning, just like this dot brings it to life. This idea of a tittle, or examining the most minute part of something, often reveals the one piece of a puzzle that creates a breakthrough in intention, invention, or ideas. Serendipity has driven new discoveries. X-rays revolutionized medical imaging. Penicillin launched the antibiotic era. The finding of the DNA double helix became the foundation for modern genetics. These revelations at the time of discovery transformed people's lives with new scientific information. Just as these scientific breakthroughs began with small observations, so too did America's founding principles emerge from seemingly minor but profound ideas. Benjamin Franklin and his experiment with a kite did not discover electricity, yet it showed that lightning is a form of electricity. That spark of discovery was a catalyst for a curious mind by revealing a hidden realm that was always part of everyday existence. It became visible only when someone articulated it as a concept. The American founding did the exact same thing, but with an impact that changed the world with the discovery and recognition that all men are created equal. The founding of America was based on a unique idea, and the new country's acceptance of this concept remains one of the most important achievements in history. Instead of emerging all at once, it developed over time as various prominent thinkers, writers, speakers, and debaters contributed to this idea. These individuals came from various backgrounds and traditions, yet they all contributed dots of discovery, like the tittle, to create a world that allowed for men to speak, live, and dream about freedom in a way that we take for granted today. The concept of individual rights, having control over one's own being and the right to self-ownership, emerged from a groundbreaking shift in thought. The phrase, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, from the Declaration of Independence, is frequently highlighted and makes it essential for readers to recognize its significance. These words express our country's purpose as a free and independent nation. However, the most impactful tricolon appears in the closing line. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. The repeated emphasis on lives and life highlights that true freedom and independence are only possible when we take ownership of our own existence. We create our fortunes through liberty, which comes from responsibly using our freedoms. The phrase "our sacred honor" refers to the integrity that one is committed to upholding without compromise. This moral commitment is a profound personal pledge that deserves protection, requiring us to safeguard our reputation even above concerns for safety or security. These seemingly simple words exclaim a greater weight than a tittle because they define the reason for the founders' experiment in self-government. A people with a moral character understands that self-restraint allows one's happiness. We preserve liberty by upholding our sacred honor, fulfilling our personal responsibilities, respecting our roles as citizens, and always striving to develop greater virtues. Although this pledge carries great significance, today it is uncommon for anyone beyond our military, police, and a handful of citizens to read, discuss, and fully grasp the meaning of these small marks on paper. More than just expressions, they are the foundational principles to which we must recommit. This is why I would encourage you to purchase a copy of this document and, like the 56 founders who signed their names to the Declaration of Independence, you do the same. By personally signing the document, individuals acknowledge the significance of their commitment and recognize the substantial consequences that may result from a lack of determination to uphold the principles outlined in it. The analogy of the tittle extends further into our everyday lives. Just as the dot completes a letter, modern acts of integrity, such as volunteering or standing up for what is right, are today's tittles that sustain our republic. Consider the example of Scott Pressler, the activist whose dedication to voter registration and fair elections exemplifies how one person's commitment can catalyze nationwide change. Or think of Isabel Brown, the podcaster, whose commentary on culture, family, and Gen Z issues recently went viral when at a conference she suggested women should have more babies. These individuals remind us that the smallest acts or words are modern tittles that can ignite lasting transformation. Soon, we will celebrate our nation's 250th founding. It has been said that Benjamin Franklin once commented to a woman known as Mrs. Powell when she asked what kind of government the delegates had created. Franklin responded, "A republic, if you can keep it." Franklin's words, like those tiny marks above lowercase letters, were an admonition as well as a momentous achievement of the mind, only if we commit ourselves today as the founders did then.
This has been a featured essay by Bradley Beck. For more essays and articles, visit kimmonson.com.